It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Kenny, you're the more level-headed person here.
I mean, I
What would cause you to confront someone?
You never know. I'm a wild card.
Okay, what if you had a report?
I'm a wild card. Some days it wouldn't, some days it might.
What if you
I
had
don't
a
know.
Report and but, so-and-so was like, yeah, Kenny doesn't know what he's talking about. This is false. Kenny just doesn't know what he's talking about at all.
But it was a little more passive aggressive than that. Because he didn't say Jordan. He said,
well, I don't think Kenny would fight.
Like others have reported, this is what happened. This is what happened. There was no hosting like others have reported. The others was Jordan.
I feel like Kenny would just like go to the mic and just talk on the show. Like you guys would just talk on the show at that point.
Yeah, I think I would probably address it with a tweet, or if I got a radio show, I'd talk about it on the show. And I might confront that person. I might be like, hey, I try to see what the deal was. I'm like, bro, why you do that? Like, you come on, man, don't do that. And then maybe if it escalated. But it seems
what
like,
would it take for you to get in Ian Rappaport's face? Would you square up with Ian Rappaport in the middle of a Starbucks that your dad owned?
If he's talking crazy,
I don't think Ian Rappaport was talking
that's
crazy.
That's what I'm
though.
Saying. Like, I don't think he warranted. That all
the situation. Like, I don't know, does Jordan Schultz take an L here? Because like he kind of met him at his dad's house. like that part, like as I was reading the stories, like, wait, you met him, like your dad owned Starbucks. You happened to meet him at the Starbucks. Like you knew you were safe here, pal.
The better question
you didn't really, yeah, you know what?
Did Jordan have to buy coffee?
He should have
no
a car.
Chance. Yeah, no chance.
Well, it's not like his dad owns that Starbucks. Like his dad,
my dad owns Starbucks. I ain't never paying for a Starbucks. No. I could be in Timbuktu too.
I think Jordan confronted him at Starbucks because he knew he wouldn't get in trouble.
Oh man,
I think that's
didn't he
that's
get in trouble,
crazy.
Though?
I don't think so.
Jordan?
No,
I thought what?
No, they just kind of separated them. What about their? Day?
Yeah, I don't think
I thought
they
like
got,
the combine. The NFL, I don't know. That's how it came across my
the headline. Jordan Schultz verbally accosted Ian Rappaport at a Starbucks in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I guess he didn't get in trouble. But, yeah, if it's just that, I'm not going to go crazy on Ian. Now, if I confront him and how I confront
Schefter's
him.
Schefter's tweet's funny, though. Schefter got a rare W with that one. That's funny.
Can you imagine? I think Algata, this is the name in the chat, says baristas hop over the counter and start defending Jordan Schultz.
they start jumping Ian. The baristas start jumping Ian with Jordan. Yeah, Jordan went, did a little too much. He did a little too much.
If you're really about it. Meet him at Chipotle or something. Not where your dad works.
I understand him.
Well, I don't think they met there. I think he was just going to get coffee.
It's a little Rappaport was there. It's a little too coincidental that your daddy owns the Starbucks.
You
and
think
all that.
He went to Starbucks to look to fight Ian Rappaport and not to get a cup of coffee?
Like I said, your dad owns Starbucks. It's like Starbucks isn't really going to go at you for fighting at their place because your dad owns it. There's no real repercussions from this. Jordan Schultz knew he was safe.
Well, could have got arrested.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Would have been like, Schultz, bitch. Schultz! Does that name mean anything to you?
I work for the city of Indianapolis. I don't care. Sir.
Yeah, my dad is rich everywhere. Get in this paddy wagon.
Ian Rappaport might have been set up.
Oh, it was an inside job. Yeah.
Howard Schultz net wealth.
Let me get. Is it?
This is not official.
I don't even know how to.
Just have a guess. Just have a guess.
No, you're well.
He's on suspension. He's on.
Oh, come on.
No, let's go. Nah, pal. You're on.
For what?
You're Rafael Palmeiro.
You cheated twice.
You lied under oath.
I didn't cheat. I'm ready. I'm here to play. I'm like Jameis when he was suspended. I'm coming out for warm-ups.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm defending the belt today. We'll see maybe tomorrow.
You're definitely.
Jameis was suspended and came.
Howard Schultz in uniform. Hey, get your ass to the back, bro.
And he had to say, what are you doing? I'm warming up, coach. You're suspended.
You tweeted. Like, Casey, you cheated twice in this 10 minutes.
I didn't cheat at all.
Cheated twice in the same segment.
Didn't cheat. I'm beating those allegations.
How much do we think Howard Schultz is worth?
I would say
50 billion?
Yeah, I was going to say 45 billion.
You got what? No.
Hundreds of billions.
3.7 billion.
I don't know how much.
Do you know how much $1 billion is?
Well, I don't know how much the
You're just throwing around 50.
All right, pal. Me and KC don't like dwell in billionaires and how much they're worth. Like, yeah, that's your stuff. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
How much is the Amazon guy worth? He's in the.
Bezos.
Is he the richest person in the world?
I think he is.
No, Elon, I thought is.
I think Bezos got him. Maybe bro is worth
His Excellency.
$227.5 billion.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
What do you even do with
What do you mean that's what I'm talking about?
You were like, how much do you think a billion is? Yeah, a billionaire. I expect you to be up in that 200.
You made it seem like the billion.
You'd be up in them 50s.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
To be fair, Schultz is living in the poorhouse. Well, Elon is worth more.
In the poorhouse.
My mistake.
What is Bezos, 250?
I think I said 260, 220, no, 227.5.
Damn, Elon probably like.
What about the guy that owns Twitter?
President Musk is 364.3.
Where's Ballmer? He's like 120 something, huh? I think Ballmer's 120. I want to say 127.
Ballmer is 119.3.
Mm.
119.3 billion.
Ballmer, I saw a 60 Minutes special on him. He does a lot of, I guess you would call it philanthropy, like just giving his money away to like different organizations and stuff like
that. This was Ballmer?
Mm-hmm. And different,
yeah, he gives it to Clippers.
him and his wife, he said he's big on like
paying for Doc Rivers to have oranges.
He said he's big on like, what am I going to do with all this money? Like, why have all this money and not give it back to people and stuff like that? I was like, oh, okay, Ballmer, I didn't know that about you.
Oh, no. Oh, Bezos may have lost money. He may be down to $197
billion. Oh, no.
That's crazy. That's a difference of $30 billion.
Damn, what the hell happened?
What the hell did you do that you lost $30 billion? If he got divorced and only lost $30 billion, his lawyer is the greatest lawyer ever.
Yeah. Algada, he's hot right now. He said Ballmer's a brokey. Brokey.
No, the one who's really broke is Howard Schultz, punk ass.
Schultz needs welfare.
How you create Starbucks and you this poor?
They look at Schultz like he need food stamps.
Imagine a family member being a billionaire.
Man. Well, Cole's is.
Yeah, it's true. He don't even like us, though.
Nah.
Just one of you. How is this possible? How is this dude only worth, what we say, 2-point-something billion?
Yeah, 2.5.
And he started Starbucks?
Step your game up, bro.
How much is Walmart worth, that guy?
Oh, that's Kroenke, huh?
Stan Kroenke?
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke.
Or no, Kroenke, he married into the Walmart family. That's what he did.
What does Stan Kroenke own? I mean, he owns the Nuggets. And Stan Kroenke is $16.9 billion.
Damn.
He married into the Walton family. He married and I don't.
That's a come up.
I don't know who to search for. James Bud Walton. I don't know who to search for Starbucks. Yeah. I mean, not Starbucks.
I don't know who the wife is.
Walmart. Net worth of $118.9
billion.
Woo! Also one that says $102 billion.
I got to step my game up.
You're almost there.
No, stop. Don't do that. That's you. Stop playing.
Yeah, you got to teach us your ways.
Yeah, stop playing. I'm not building.
How do I build a vacation in my backyard?
I'm building a resort.
Yes.
What? Come on, man. I'm just trying to make it.
How did we get here? Oh, Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport fighting. That's what it was.
I'm going to slap the mess out of Jordan Schultz.
Can't wait for that clip. There would have
been
the internet.
Some furniture moving.
What is Vivek's net worth?
Ooh, is he?
So I don't think they have.
I would say 1.3.
So that can't. What's the team worth now?
1.3.
Yeah.
So this says.
Let me change. I'll say 2.7.
It is low. I remember we looked it up once. I think it's above 4.
Yeah, I mean, you can't trust celebrity net worth. I'm trying to find like a posting on him, like an article, and I can't because I don't have him as a billionaire.
Mm. Well, that doesn't seem accurate.
The Mark Davis of owners?
I keep.
Well, he's buying franchises.
Yeah, he has to be a billionaire. There's nothing written on him, though, so I can't. All I can see is he's $700 million, $800 million. Like, none of these are Forbes articles or anything like that.
The Enigma, Uncle V. Who was the Enigma in wrestling? Wasn't there somebody that was the Enigma?
Yeah, you're thinking of Christian. They called him the charismatic Enigma. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Christian's best work is in AEW.
Yeah, he's as mid-card as
Christian been killing it in
I'm
AEW.
I'm too rich to these wrestlers.
Your boy loves Christian.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll say that's the only way out. Huh?
He love all these whack wrestlers.
Yeah, like Christian's as mid-card as it gets. Let's be real, bro.
Christian, hey, if he didn't have Edge, he wouldn't have made it.
Just take me off of the group text and send it directly to them.
Bret Hart sucks, too.
Because you're about to get lit.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You about to get lit up. Just take me off of the group text.
Is he secretly Canadian?
That's your boy. You guys went to school together.
We did. I don't know what I got there in fourth grade. I don't know where he was at before fourth grade.
Well, maybe he was
maybe he was in Ottawa.
Okay. It's from Winnipeg, idiot. That's a deep cut. You don't get that line.
No, that was season five. Stop.
It's not even from The Office. That's a Chris Jericho line.
What? I know.
You had a bad... This has been a bad 30 minutes for you.
Yeah, run the rest of class, bro. Man.
Acting like there's a substitute teacher here.
That'd be better.
We'll come back. This Pat Riley story is...
Oh, man.
Bruh.
Oh,
man. Bruh. You wonder why Jimmy and the Warriors are cooking right now. Plus, we got
to
talk about Joel
Embiid.
Shout out
to my boy, Pat Riley, man.
That's all here ahead. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, open for you, 916-909-1320. Bad night for your boy on Prize Picks. Yeah. I was expecting a bounce back from Domas. Didn't get it. And I laughed a little bit too hard at Paul George.
Oh, PG. It's Paul George, not Podcast P anymore. He's Paul George.
You shut down the podcast. Yeah, I took an L last night. I did have Keegan Murray get more than 1.5 assists. He got 2. I did have DeMar DeRozan get more than 3.5 rebounds. He got 6. But I needed either Paul George or Domas to come through for me, and neither did. So, another L for your boy.
Ah, I took an L myself. Nobody really came through for your boy yesterday. Well, Domas is under, or less, excuse me, mm-hmm. came through. Keegan played well. I had Keegan at 5.5 rebounds. He finished with 6.
There you go.
But Walker Kessler, he got more than 12.5 rebounds. Malik Monk, I had him at above 6.5 assists. He only had 6. And I was actually real close to winning everything now that I look at it again. Zach LaVine, he needed 23.5. He only got 22. But I'm back at it.
Okay.
I'm back at it tonight. And I'm getting the lineup together as we speak. But one thing I'm really looking at right now is they got Zion Williamson tonight against the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
23.5 points. I'm going more. Phoenix don't defend. And they definitely don't have nobody to stop Zion. Zion, when he plays, he gets buckets. We've seen mm-hmm. it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at that. I'm also looking at the big matchup in Milwaukee. Jokic versus Giannis.
Yep.
And Giannis at 29.5 points. I'm thinking about taking more because Giannis takes these things seriously. Like he wants all the smoke. He wants to let everybody know that he's the best player in the world. So I think he's going to come out ready to play. Either way, lineup will be done soon. Your lineup could be done soon. And when you do, make sure you put the promo code KIFM in there. And you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM. To get $50 instantly with that first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
So we're doing that every time now.
That's okay. The most. People be calling for it.
Literally no one has ever done that. Not one person.
Sabo.
Okay. Well, Zabo clipped the video.
Oh, Zabo, wild boy for that. Come on, Zay. Come on, Zay.
You had to know Zabo was going to get that on the internet. Speaking of Paul George, again, you talk about him shutting down the podcast. He you know, 25 and some change last night, but the Knicks lost, or excuse me, the Sixers lost. Again, they fought, but they lost. They've lost 9 in a row. Mm. 11 of 12.
Oh my goodness.
They have to be the league's biggest disappointment. And they're 2.5 games out of the play-in spot.
This goes back to getting rid of conferences, East and West.
The entire
How is that team 2.5 games
out? Well, because the entire conference play-in group in the East is under 500.
Mm, mm, mm.
All, like, I mean, 6 is above. Yes. Once you get to 7, though, you're at 29 and 31. That's Orlando. Miami is 27 and 30. Atlanta's 27 and 32. Chicago is 23 and 36. Then you got Brooklyn at 21 and 37. They are a game and a half out. Then you got Philadelphia at 20 and 38.
So let me ask you a question. If you're Philly, what are you doing? Are you trying the higher ups? Are you like, hey, let's try and get into this play-in and see what we can do? All we got to do is get in and maybe we could do something
for
with Maxey.
No, because I don't know that Joel is tradable. Mm. In fact, Joel's not tradable.
I agree.
I don't know if Paul George is tradable. I don't. So your best bet, rest, lose, and draft. Hmm. Wait a minute. I feel like we've done this a million times. Do they have a draft pick?
They do. It's top six protected. And it goes to OKC if it's, six, seven or lower.
I don't think they're getting... Let's see, who's got a worse record than them? Toronto?
There's 1, 2, 3. I think there's 5 teams probably have a worse record.
Washington, Utah, Charlotte, New Orleans, and Toronto. 5 teams exactly have a worse record than they do. They're 2 games away from Toronto right now. I would shut down and I'd send guys home. Yeah. I don't know who's left on that team. Go home.
Yeah.
You've got the measles. Go home and heal. You've got COVID. Go home.
Send Paul George home, man. Hey,
Paul, go do the podcast, dog. Yeah.
Go back to being. What you mean you stopping the podcast? Go back.
Go do the podcast.
Yeah, it feels like this sounds a little dramatic, but it feels like the immediate future of this franchise hinges on whether or not they can keep this pick. Because you don't pick,
might be.
You don't pick right now, like you mentioned. You don't have any tradable assets outside of Tyrese Maxey. So how are you going to get better at
and
all?
That's now, your future. Like, that's who you're that's building around.
You've got Jerry McCain who will be coming back, who was, trending to be Rookie of the Year when he left, so that's good. But who knows how he comes back, which I think he'll be fine. But who knows how he comes back and not having a pick this year? Yeah, I think that's... You got to shut it down. 20 wins at this point might already be too much.
If you don't have a... Yeah, that's right. You need to start now. Mm-hmm. You need to start right now.
Yeah.
If you fall to 7 in the draft, I don't... You might not have any hope. I don't know, I don't know. You've got to shut Joel down at this point for his own good. And I know the thing is, well, that might not make it better. Yeah, I know what it's not going to do.
It's not going to help.
It's not going to make it worse. Yeah, just let him sit. Like, it's not going to, it's not, come on. Okay, it's not going to make it better. Fine. Have him, go on a diet and lose weight. Maybe that helps. Mm-hmm. Just don't do it through basketball.
Talk about taking Ozempic.
I don't care. Do that
something, man.
Anything other than what you're doing right now, because what you're doing right now isn't working.
And as you bring it up and you talk about it, we talk about it here. It is pretty dire. What the ramifications of losing this pick is, because you laid it out perfectly. You can't trade either one of those guys. So you can't trade either one of those guys. Everybody else is just kind of like random role players. So they're not like really tradable assets. And then you don't have the pick. How are you going to get out of this without having to? I don't think you would do it at all. I wouldn't do it. The worst case scenario, you need that pick just so you have another asset to trade if you want to.
At worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would make the pick. But
yeah, you need a body who can play.
Yeah. So
they got 55 due to Joe next year. Make sure I got the years right. Yeah, 55 due to Joe next year, 51 due to Paul George, 37 due to Tyrese Maxey. Kelly Oubre has a player option for 8.3. That's the next highest salary. They have a couple of team options they can get off. You could probably lose that. I'm going to operate under all those player options picked up. You got about $170 million committed to salary next year.
Mm. Wow. What's the cap again? Do we know?
The cap is
like $230 or something like that.
Oh, that's not it. Hang on. Let me get this year's cap. 2025 NBA cap. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm watching the Sacramento trailer again. It's on my screen.
Is that right? I got it at 100 and...
Oh, boy.
154? Is
that
right?
Oh, my gosh. Are they already over the cap?
Well,
hold on. I guess you'd be pretty close to it with those three.
Salary cap, 154. Luxury tax, 187. First apron, 195. Those are the numbers for next year.
Mm.
Second apron, 207. Mm. That might have been the number you were thinking of.
Second apron. Yikes.
So,
they're already a tax
team. I don't know how you do this. You tax team. You got three players making 55, 51, 30. That's $140 million right there.
Goodness gracious. You hadn't even filled out the rest.
You're going to have to beg all of these players to not pick up their player options. You're not going to be able to pick up a player option on any of the other players. That'll get you down to 8, 13, 16, 17. That'll get you down to about 150-something.
Mm. Let me ask you a question. I don't. I'm going to be perfectly clear. But do you have discussions about trading Maxey and turning a Maxey into a young player and a draft pick?
I don't. He's 24 years old. He's the young player.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
You have the young player.
I wouldn't either. Yeah.
I mean, there's one exception, though. Mm. If you can get the young player and a top draft pick, mm-hmm. like this year, and I don't even know. I don't know. To me, I feel like you don't trade Tyrese Maxey.
But I'm with you. Just conversation sake. I'm with you, though. What if Houston says, we'll give you Jalen Green, our pick that's from Phoenix, and our own first rounder?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is Tyrese Maxey a one?
I think, like a number one?
Someone you build around, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
It's better than Fox?
I think I don't want to talk crazy like because Fox is. I think they're on the same level.
They're pretty close.
So because I wonder like if you're gonna stick around with Max, like you're sure like that's the guy you want to build around. Because if not, then maybe
Tyrese 27.2 this year,
Man. But and it's not his fault, but it's amounting to nothing.
Yes, you're right. It's not
right.
Like he's the lone. He's the lone bright spot. Mm-hmm. This is him and the Eagles. Like that's right. What Philly got right now. They got Tyrese Maxey and the Eagles.
So it's almost akin to some of the worries we have here in Sacramento. Like, say that trade was on the table mm-hmm. and you just keep Maxey. That's cool, but you like have no future. At the very least, you got Jalen Green who's going to give you 20. You got Jared McCain coming back. And you got an opportunity for a future. And I'm asking this assuming they lose their pick this year.
Yeah.
If they keep their pick, then I think all that is off the table. You could work towards that. But I wouldn't do it because I really like Maxey as a player and I believe in him. But they're in such a bad situation, I don't think you can rule it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get that Jalen Green type player and another starter or another player who will play minutes for you, mm-hmm. real minutes in addition to those draft picks, because you got to field a team.
Yeah. Well, look, we were talking like about how realistic it is or not. We were talking about what Fox will fetch you from Houston. And we were talking Jalen Green, Reed Shepard, Cam Whitmore, and a first rounder. Like mm-hmm. if you could get that from Philly, maybe two first rounders, because maybe people think Maxey is a little better. You got to at least have the conversation.
I think
you
got to
think about it.
You would.
Yeah, I don't think he's a one. I'm deciding, I'm thinking in my head right now, I'm like, is he closer to Fox or is he closer to Jalen Brunson? I think he's closer to Fox. Like that type of player. Mm. It's a really solid number two, I think.
Are we sure Jalen Brunson's a one?
Mm. You've been telling me. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. No, Jalen Brunson's like leading the third seed in the Knicks, so like I'd imagine, yeah.
Jesse, look at the TV real quick while I answer that. You know,
okay. All right. Settle down.
Oh, brother, you're not going to get me mad about what is it, February 20th? I'm not going to get mad about February 26th losses.
Oh, man, that was interesting to see. But I think all three of those guys, Brunson might be a little better than both of those guys. But I think Fox, Maxey, Brunson are all on the same wavelength. But like I said, Brunson might have took a leap with how he played last year.
Well, because like, we kind of talked about like, Brunson's impacting wins. Like, he's kind of taking that team, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. But, Maxey, I don't – and it's not even – the crazy thing is it's not even anything about Maxey. It's the situation they're in that forces you to have these conversations because their situation is nasty. Oof.
I don't know what Joel's future is other than constant trips to the bank.
Yeah.
For the next 4 years, that ends.
That hip will be fine walking into Bank of America.
They could wheel him into Bank of America. It won't matter. Because in 2028, when he has to pick up that $67.2 million player option.
My goodness.
My man going to be all good.
My goodness.
But I don't know.
You said 62?
No.
58?
No.
What'd you say?
I said 67. I said 67.2.
Oh, my goodness.
That's in the 2028-2029 season. Jeez. And it's adorably labeled as a player option. As Brian Crew says, that's a hell of an option. Yeah.
I want to see real quick before we leave Philly, like what else they got going on. So,
nothing. The answer, sir, is nothing. They got Jerry McCain, by the way.
It looks like they're in a situation. All right, if the pick doesn't convey this year, they still got to worry about it next year. So say they keep their draft pick.
Okay.
Next year, it's top four protected. Or OKC gets
gets even better for them next year.
Yeah.
That's okay. I feel like you need something now.
Yeah, I agree.
You need something now because if somehow you can get something out of Paul George, you're going to get it next year. Mm. If, like, Joe's probably, that's probably not even a point of discussion anymore. Whether, like, I'm not talking about Joel anymore, like, years out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when or if he's going to be available. Yeah. So, right now, you try to capitalize on Paul George. Because the year before Joel picks up his $67.2 million option,
PG.
Paul George is going to pick up his $56.5 million option.
Ooh-wee.
And they're going to have $111, $112, $113 million, maybe $114 million dedicated to those two players.
Hold on one second. Sorry. I'll make a phone call. Yeah, Reese. Yeah, get on that Dr. Dish right now. Would you say 56 for Paul George?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now. 1,000. Get 1,000 up. Now, and while you're at it, work on your pitching when you're done. Thank you.
Pitching is the way to go. Reese just texted me, Dad, I can't. You broke the shooting gun.
Damn, that's crazy. And then look,
he's still texting. The only time I'm allowed to use it is when my stupid dad is at work. No, he's sending texts. Up and tell him to stop trying to turn me into a pitcher.
Going. Yeah.
He's texting me from his iPad. Yeah.
I look at Phoenix.
I wish you were my dad. Now I know how Dominic Mysterio feels.
Oh,
The Philly situation, as I look at it, and we obviously they need to make sure this pick conveys now, but they don't have control. Like when you talk about trading, they don't have control till 2030. It's all tied up in like OKC just owns them for the next 3 years, and then Brooklyn is in there, and then a pick swap with the Clippers is in there.
What if OKC just said, dude, we'll give all of this back to you. Just give us Tyrese.
Well.
You have to think about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you don't want to do business with Oklahoma City, but.
They hold all the cards. Like I said, that
for the entire league. Yes. They hold all the cards for the entire league.
That scenario that your boy Bill Simmons brought up isn't the most outlandish thing. If they were like, all these picks we have here, Washington. You get six of these picks. Give us the number one pick. Oh, man, would you do that if you were the Thunder?
I think about it. Yeah,
get Cooper Flagg.
I think about it
with this team, right? Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, what am I going to do with all these picks? Mm-hmm. And even if I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for Giannis. Like I can still only get one player.
It's like, do I want a bunch of first round picks or do I want the first round pick?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Allegedly.
They're set up great. They're set up the best in the league, huh?
I mean, Utah's got a lot of picks too.
Got a lot too.
Presti was already, you know, doing a good job, but the Clippers put them in a position that they can just feast on. And this is where I think Sam Presti deserves just the endless amounts of credit. The Paul George thing happens, or as it's happening, immediately goes to Russ and says, what do you want to do? Because we're headed in a different direction now than when you signed that contract. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. We're not upset. You did nothing wrong. Paul's leaving. We're getting a haul for him, but we're not going to be very good. So what do you want to do? And gave him the option to leave. He leaves. They go out and get a deal for Russell Westbrook. Now all of a sudden they have these just massive level of picks. And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think my – did he go to Houston for Chris Paul? Am I mixing that up?
Yeah, Westbrook did.
So he goes to Houston for Chris Paul. Chris Paul comes back. Don't they make the playoffs?
The bubble. They played each other.
Right. And then they ship Chris Paul out of there.
Yep.
Because everyone was like, Chris isn't going to play in Oklahoma City. Yeah. He goes and plays in Oklahoma City. They make the playoffs. They ship him out of there. They get capital back for him. Mm-hmm. And they found a way to stay relevant's the wrong word. They found a way that they were relevant. They found a way to stay strong for an extra year.
Mm-hmm.
And gave a year of added value to Chris Paul, but gave Shea a year with Chris Paul, and then shipped him off.
Man, they
that's
they,
brilliant.
They this done is it just, perfect.
Sam Presti's the executive of the century.
He really is. They have done it perfectly. I know I ask this question in various ways often, but they did all that, but they did have like 3 years where it was just nasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think people would be accepting of that here in Sacramento? Because one of the reasons they were able to do that in OKC is one, it's OKC. It's different. They still worried about Boomer Sooner more than anything over there and the Cowboys. And that's their focus. And they had just come off 7 years of being relevant, playoffs, all this other stuff, and all right, it's over. We're gonna take you think it'd be okay here in Sacramento doing that.
Do you have Shea? Because I feel like that's a really important component. Then yes, I do.
Shea to do that.
Like you have to.
They couldn't have nothing.
You have to have the guy. It's like over the last few years, and we'll get to this in a second. I don't want to mess up the Pistons had Cade. Right. Like you have to have a guy. They and the NBA loves Shea. NBA media love you had a guy to where it's like, see this through. it'll be just fine. See it through. Draft smart. See it through. You've got your guy. And they were all right.
Yeah.
Everyone was right.
Yeah. I think in both scenarios they would be able to. I like your scenario a lot more, having at least the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if they stripped everything down and got the, I guess it's still kind of the same thing, but like if you sold everything off and you got the number one pick this year and that was your guy, like that was the only guy you had left,
yeah.
I think they, or number three pick or something like that, I think they'd be accepting of it. There's enough people who
you have to have a single thing to latch onto, mm-hmm. to get through the you know, the 20 and 62 seasons. Yeah. You have to have something you love.
Yeah.
And Shea's the guy that Oklahoma City loved. Shea would be the guy that Sacramento, you know,
yeah.
You have to have that Shea Gilgeous Alexander that you love.
And there were a couple of games I remember vividly seeing with OKC where they were at home,
mm-hmm.
and there was like 25 people mm-hmm. there. There was no, I was like, oh my. Like you could hear the coaches calling things out. Like it was,
but, yeah, correct. But that's Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
you. You don't think that would happen here?
I don't.
You think they'd still show up?
I don't. Yeah. If you have the guy.
Mm-hmm.
This team showed out through lean years. The city showed up for lean years. The one thing, well, two things you can't do. You can't threaten to leave because they'll just say the hell with you. Mm-hmm. And two, stop raising ticket prices on people.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't do that.
Yeah. In fact, give people a reason to come to the arena.
Yeah, you better go to Carl's Jr.
You better go. Who did the food thing?
Well,
was it Ishbia?
Yes.
Do the $5 bit. Yeah. Your concessions. You still have the fancy restaurants at the Golden One Center, mm-hmm. but your concessions are $5. Mm-hmm. Stop charging people $10 for beers. $10, $20 for beers. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
We'll come back. I mentioned Kate. I want to talk.
Beer drinker Damian Barley.
Well.
Always Modelo time with Dan Barley.
Modelo time.
All right. I want to talk about Pat Riley at some point today.
Man, I want to hear this guy. I think you've seen more than I've seen. I want to hear what you see.
And Detroit.
Mm.
The Pistons have won 8 in a row.
The new rulers of the East.
Took a little.
Better cut that out.
Took a look at their last few years. We'll pass that along to you. Kings coming off a victory last night. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
What you mean? A little too cheap for you?
Okay. No, I don't want to put stuff.
Too
no,
regular?
No. No. Man, you guys are jerks, man. I don't.
You know, you got expensive taste.
No, I don't want to put stuff together.
Understandable.
That's why, like, because I'll ruin it. Don't go to IKEA and pay, $100. Look, you save so much money. And then I ruin it because I.
Next thing you know, you chip your stairs.
Well, you're not wrong. Now I got Karosh out here trying to find someone who could. They all say the same thing. I think we might be able to, but they matching the color and the gloss, like that's all they got to do. It's like, damn it.
Yeah.
And I've then, only been out here once.
Let's just find out it's like a special made
I'm
color.
I'm sure it is. Like, it's awful.
You know they sell food at IKEA?
Yeah.
Don't they do the Costco gimmick where they go get like a meatball or something? Here, try
That's like
it.
The thing, yeah.
Well, I usually get, they got the glizzy there, you know, the cheap glizzy.
Well, Leezy's here, so that'll make him happy.
Take down three of them according to that soundbite.
No.
So yeah, IKEA's okay with me. But yeah, you do gotta put things in directions. Sometimes they're very good directions, and you can follow them accordingly. Other times they have like a stick man holding the board,
man.
And it's like, what part is this?
See,
what am I supposed to do here?
So you need to be like me and Casey though, and have someone there who likes to build stuff, where we don't have to be involved.
Yeah, wait, like, does Crystal do that too?
Oh yeah, she loves that stuff. She loves
look
it.
Hey, this.
But look, quiet as kept though. Your boys put together a lot in that house, man. Anything that comes from IKEA, I done put together. I done put together two fireplaces. Your boy done a little work out there.
You put together a fireplace?
Yeah, two of them.
How does that work?
They got
it's like a little plug-in, like a it's a glorified heater, but right, it looks really cool.
Exactly, and then they got the image of a it's not exactly a picture, but they got like the illusion of a fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on. Yeah.
But
no, those things are kind of dope. You have one of those in your front room, right? That front I think room. About.
That's, that's the. Oh, I put them both together. The other, so the other one that's in the
it's your fanciest room. Room.
Yeah, two fireplaces, huh?
They, yeah. So yeah. Well,
two fireplaces, 14 TVs. Heaters.
How many fireplaces you got, Dan?
No, they're heaters. What are we talking about?
One.
Yeah, just one, like a normal person. Me, I have zero because I'm still trying to get there, but two, huh?
They're heaters. So then I put it together. This thing is...
ask me about fire pits, though. Oh, just wait a month. Woo-hoo-hoo, just wait a month. Ask me. I'm like LeBron James. Not one, not two. Not three, not four.
Everybody's going to have their own personal.
You're going to have the hot coals back there like The Office too, or no?
Nah, I'm going to go that far.
Right, that's what I was going to say, like The Office. But
yeah, what episode was that?
Episode 17,
what did
season
you win
three.
When you walked on the coals?
You won the pencil sharpener.
You know what? It's close. It's close. It's close, Kenny.
Well, I can't remember exactly, but I remember.
You went to Sebring?
That was his car. He had, what's the
regional manager salary for a year?
Who? Somebody came. Was it Dwight? No, not Dwight. Somebody came and helped him clean it out because he thought he was taking the girl home.
It's very good.
Hey, yeah, that's good stuff. Good. That's props. We'll give you props.
It was Ryan. It wasn't Dwight, but it's very good.
What was the flavor of the sports drink?
Well, it was blue. Wasn't it?
Blue's not a color. Or blue's not a flavor.
that's what it was, though. That was the
and then,
discussion.
And then he goes, it's blue. Yeah. Blue.
Like blue freeze or something. Yeah, blue eyes. Like,
Oh, man. But, put together a little bit. No, I didn't put together the stairs like she might have, but yeah, put together a little bit here and there. A little bit.
Can you just send Jasmine to my house and be like, Jazz, can you fix this?
That would be better, though. Mm-hmm. Plus, she could just figure that out. I need instructions. So if it doesn't have instructions, I'm not going to be able to freestyle anything. She freestyles. Oh, man. Yeah, we can put this together. The little deck thing. She had that idea out in the back. Like she's.
Oh, you got a deck now?
Well, I've always had a deck.
That's get it right.
Well, no. Well, that's where the courtside seats are. That's where the Spike Lee seats are. That's the only fancy
thing. That's right,
I
because
got.
You have a basketball court.
Yeah, I got a basketball.
Do you have a basketball court in your backyard?
Well, we don't have a community court at my apartment. I got to go to the park.
I got a. It's not even a half court. You know, it's almost a half court.
No, that's a low key underrated thing about your sports complex. It's like you threw a court and like, yeah, that's big time. You felt the need. Hey, let's throw some seats out here.
Yeah.
Don't you
also have turf back there?
Yeah, there's turf. Back
okay,
there.
It's just, so he
it's
has
a backyard.
Field.
It's just a regular back.
He
no,
has
I don't
a
have a
field.
It's just the backyard
and a court.
Yes, it's a complex.
It is.
You have netting as well to keep.
That's right.
The basketballs and everything
well,
else.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't need that anymore because he's got the gun.
Oh, yeah, he's got the gun.
He's got the $10,000 gun to just shoot the ball back to him.
It's not $10,000.
I don't know. The first time I saw a shooting gun, it was at the old practice facility at Arco Arena.
I've only seen those at NBA
that
facilities.
That was like 20 years
the
ago.
The second time I saw one, it was on Pat Summit Court at the University of Tennessee.
That was like
Tennessee.
15 years
does
ago.
Your shooting
Kenny
gun
just
anywhere.
Has one in his backyard.
Yeah, you can get him anywhere now. What are we talking
does
about?
Does your shooting gun pass the basketball back to you like a rebound if you make it?
Yeah.
Does your shooting gun go, let's go, KC.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Doesn't talk to me. Doesn't talk to me.
You're like LeVar Ball, man.
That's true.
I just saw Ryan.
You about to drop an album next summer.
Well.
I'm surprised you don't have a studio at your house.
Whoa. I need a studio. I need something. I need to get out of my room with my desk and stuff. I got to figure that out.
I think what you mean is Jazz needs you to get that stuff out of the room.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Only 4 years of Jazz wanting you to get that stuff out
Jazz
of the room.
Jazz is the queen of... like coming up with this great idea, like, oh man, this fits perfectly, this looks great, and we do all these things to get it together and get it to work, and then about 2 weeks later, I'm tired of this.
Oh, that's me.
Like, wait.
Yeah, that's
wait,
me.
What?
Yeah.
That's what she did with that fireplace downstairs.
Yeah.
She said, that thing was heavy too, and I put that together or whatever, and she's like, I think I want something different. Well, this thing signed a Joel Embiid-like contract. It's not going anywhere.
He's got a player option for $67 million.
It's not going anywhere.
Untradeable, baby. Untradeable. So what'd you do? Is it still there, or is that why you have a second one? Oh.
No, it's still it all fits, but I think the contract is coming up. It's okay. We can do whatever we need to do with it now.
Okay.
She's got grand ideas. Great ideas, too. Just got to make more money.
Okay. Oh, that's cute. We know that's not true, but that's cute.
Broke, man. I'm broke, baby.
Warriors in Orlando tonight. Pelicans in Phoenix, Minnesota at the Lakers.
I asked the insiders this on the handoff. I'll ask you. There's four games that are worth noting for the Kings.
Is Denver the other one? What's the other one?
Oh, no, maybe it's just
Denver. Oh, well, yes.
Yo, there Charlotte is. And Dallas.
Yeah, I purposely ignored that one.
Understandable. How many do you think the Kings get? You know, we're saying like the Kings get a good result in.
None? No,
You don't think the Lakers will beat the T-Wolves?
Oh, I forget the T-Wolves are in this conversation.
Oh, you're didn't right. even call them out.
I forgot the Timberwolves are in this conversation. No, I said Minnesota's at the Lakers. I forgot they're seventh.
Yeah. The Kings are... James said if the Timberwolves lose, they'll be tied in the loss column. That's crazy to think.
If the Pelicans get the Suns, then just get them out of here.
Mm. Yeah. So the Pelicans, Pelicans have won two in a row.
Yeah, playing good basketball. And tonight is a Zion game.
It's a Zion game. Okay.
Tomorrow will not be a Zion game.
I still expect Phoenix to win that one. I'll take the Lakers over Minnesota. Give me one of the four.
Just get one.
I get one of the four. I don't like I can't put anything on it. Last two times I've watched Orlando, it's been like,
I got my eye out for Charlotte. Charlotte is a bad basketball team.
Buddy, that's bold.
Charlotte's a bad basketball team. But, like I said earlier, if I was MFFL, #MFFL,
Mavs fan for life.
Yeah, I'd be a little nervous. I'm like, so they just going to get beat up by 30 every game? No. Like, at some point, they're going to play good.
Well, they just might lose by 10 tonight.
Well, maybe. But that means they'll be tight for a little while.
Oh.
Be a little nervous.
Usually, yeah.
You gotta hope.
Easy there, pal. You see what you're doing, right? Play on.
You got to hope that their one good game was the Lakers game.
Yeah.
Their one good game out of seven was the Lakers game.
That's crazy. They beat the Lakers.
They did.
Oh, my God. They really beat the Lakers.
But now I'm not predicting.
Yeah.
Just got my eye out for it. I think I'm with you. I think one game. Orlando's a little interesting, too, but.
In Orlando, so we'll get that. We get that one in about an hour. We're not watching it, though.
Oh, no. We got a game tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to get it tonight, man. This is the night. It's going down in Durham.
It's never happened before.
It's going to happen.
Literally has not happened yet.
It's happening tonight.
Everyone, watch Duke North Carolina.
Have you had a conversation
tonight?
Yet? Or like nerves going on, frustration?
Like for this game?
Yeah.
No. I got a call the morning after their last loss. I'll get one tonight if it doesn't go right.
Will you get a call if it goes right?
No. No. I do. Well, no, that's not true. Sometimes, like, she'll call and it'll be like, whew, finally. Like, it might be. But normally, nope. Like, if you ever heard, like, if I'm ever on the phone with Coach Lawson and you just hear my end of the conversation, it's hilarious. Because it's literally, it's literally me just sitting. Mm-hmm. Nah, I know. And it is like, I don't want to say too much about her. She, like, for 10 years, 15, didn't cuss. Mm. Then she became a coach.
Mm. The kids will do it to you.
Was it Louisville? It was a game we were watching.
NC State joint?
No, it wasn't NC State. It was one recently, but it was one you and I were watching together. and they lose late. And I have never heard her that frustrated before.
Mm.
Just frustrated. Mm. Really, really. I was like, never heard you talk like this. Like MF and like, oh my God. Okay. All right. So it's Duke, North Carolina tonight.
It's a nice tonight, though.
And Duke is
what over we're referring to, yeah.
In the Kara era.
Yeah.
They are
it's over. A nice tonight, though. Like Crisscross said.
I hope time. For all of our sake it's the night. Y'all gonna see me walking in on the stream tomorrow, like, no, I know.
Get cursed out.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I did something wrong.
Oh man, they gonna get him tonight though.
I hope so. But yeah, that's where we'll be at 4 o'clock. But it is Golden State in Orlando at 4 o'clock.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.